Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
The action is your reaction. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Well, a day of drama in the Scottish Premiership. We had red cards, we had a last minute equaliser as well. We had some good goals to boot as well. And now we want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025. Lots of talking points in the Premiership. It was a 3-0 win for Celtic against Livingston, despite Joe Hart being sent off in the first half. A 2-2 draw between Dundee and Kilmarnock, the 10 men of Dundee scoring a last minute goal, Zach Rudden gaining them a point. It was a win for Nick Montgomery in his first outing as manager at Easter Road, and St Mirren holding on for a 1-0 win against Hearts, and they continue to fly high in the Scottish Premiership. Let's hear from you. 0141 951 1025. Hugh, how do you reflect on today's action?
Well, when Brendan Rodgers can describe Celtic beating Livingston 3-0 as a monumental win, then you know that he went into that match with reservations. What would happen after Europe? What would happen to a team who finished with 9 men in Rotterdam? And then after half an hour, we're down to 10 men when Joe Hart was sent off. It turned into a very big afternoon for Celtic in a positive sense, because they scored very good goals, and Maeda was the star turn both defensively and as the provider of the third and best goal. And for St Mirren, they're next to Celtic in the league table. And as I say, after 6 games of the season, for St Mirren to be 12 points in front of Aberdeen, and Aberdeen have the pressure on them tomorrow against Ross County.
Well, let's go straight to the phone, shall we? Jerry is a Celtic fan in Kilwinning. Jerry, it was described as monumental by Brendan Rodgers. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it was a very good performance, Andrew. Can I just quickly address Hugh on something before I make my main point? No, Hugh, last night you said on the show that Celtic have not had one decent performance this season.
I didn't say not one decent. I said convincing performance.
Right, well, does Ibrox not count now? Because you also said that we had not faced up to the odds or faced adversity this season. I thought going to Ibrox against 50,000 Rangers fans baying for blood like a Roman mob in the Coliseum was a pretty good performance.
Well, you know, Celtic had a performance that day that I'm sure you'll agree had good elements and poor elements, and they got the goal from Kyogo, outstanding goal, and that gave them something to cling on to. But as I say, for me, today's performance was convincing in every way, because it contained all the elements of attitude and desire and aggression and resilience. So for me, I think that was the best performance of the season.
What pleased you most, Jerry?
Matt O'Reilly. I think this guy is basically, he's good as Tom Rogic, but he's got the stamina and the athleticism that maybe Tom struggled with. I think he's only going to get better under Brendan Rodgers. Like, you could tell he loves playing under Brendan. Guys at Maeda, I know that the first touch sometimes isn't great, but when he can produce a moment of magic later at the end, you can see the value in him. It's not just that, it's the running, it's the tracking back, it's the tackling, everything about him. I think he's an underappreciated player amongst many Celtic fans. But just the overall performance, I would agree with you, we were up against it. I didn't think Livingston were very good. I think I'm not a fan of David Martindale's style of football anyway, or that pitch, but we still had to go there and produce the performance coming off the back of the final, which again, I think had Lagerbierko not been unfairly punished, I think that could have been a different outcome. But I'm very happy with how things are going. I think Brendan wants to bring in a different style to an extent than Ange does, a bit more cautious at times, a bit more defensive minded. That can only be a good thing going forward. You can't just play 100 miles per hour all the time. So I am happy that everything is moving forward. Not particularly happy with all the signings yet, but hopefully in January that will be worked on a little bit more.
Yeah, one of the players Jerry mentions is Matt O'Reilly. He's got a fourth goal of the season already. It looks as if he is being utilised differently by Brendan Rodgers than he was, than Ange Postecoglou, and it's certainly working from a goal-scoring sense, isn't it, Kenny?
Listen, I thought he's been an excellent signing since he came to Celtic. Really like the way he plays. I do agree with Gerry. I think originally he maybe did look like he was tiring towards the end of the game, similar to what Tom Rogic did. I also like the comparison as well. I think the way they receive the ball, how they play the game is very, very similar. But yeah, Matt O'Riley is a... For me, he's right in alongside Callum McGregor in there. I know Hatate's not been quite at that level when he's only came into the team over the last two or three games, but Matt O'Riley's a fixture in there alongside Callum McGregor. And like you say, he's adding goals to his game this year, more so than what he did over the last couple of seasons. So really, really good player. I believe he will only get better. That's why I think teams were coming calling for him in the summer, and there was a hefty price tag to go along with it. So yep, it was good today after the... A quiet first half. He then came into the fore second half with his goal and also a far better performance.
Gerry also mentioned Daizen Maeda, who, you know, he says he's a player that maybe there are some question marks over his quality on the ball sometimes, but with the praise that Brendan Rodgers gave him earlier on and the fact that, you know, it didn't feel like going down to 10 men because Maeda does the running of two players, just how vital can that be for a team and for a manager in a situation like that, when you've got a player who, you know, right at the end of the game where Celtic are down to 10 men, they're two goals up, he's still chasing, he's still trying to make something happen, wins the ball, scores.
It's fantastic for a manager and obviously for a team. Because Brendan Rodgers is right, they'll have a game plan. If something goes wrong, you go down to 10 men. And I totally agree with Gerry. Sometimes he frustrates you with his first touch, but you cannot deny his work rate. His work rate is second to none. He must be a joy for the other players to have on the pitch, especially when you're down to 10 men, because he'll do so much running off the ball. He'll work his socks off. He really does. And icing on the cake for him today, and I said it after a game, nobody deserved the goal more than him. I thought O'Riley second half picked his game up. I didn't think he played particularly well in the first, but he's a talent, a real talent. Adding goals to a game will only be better. But Maeda, I thought, icing on the cake, terrific goal. Terrific goal. He took it absolutely fantastically well, and he deserved it. He deserved it for his work rate, and I think Brendan Rodgers was quite right to point him out, because he had a very good afternoon.
Gerry, is that the type of performance you'd now expect Celtic to go and build on?
I think so, Andrew. I think with Brendan and the team now getting moving forward, it's only going to go one way. Now, just say very quickly though, Kenny, I commend you on your comments, what you said about Matt O'Riley there. Unfortunately, there are times when you do come across as one of the most bitter anti-Celtic media pundits in the landscape. I would suggest you sit down with Gordon Vierre, one of the most charming, intelligent and witty pundits in Scotland. Learn from him how to be impartial and biased on a more regular basis. He is definitely someone you can learn from.
Don't worry, Gerry, I will take him under my wing.
He's just called you intelligent there, Gordon, as well.
Don't worry, Gerry, I'll be looking after him. I'll be sitting him down after the show.
Well, that was Gerry, 01419511025 on the phones. Let's hear a bit more from Brendan Rodgers, shall we? He was asked about the incident, the red card for Joe Hart.
Yeah, well, certainly can't put it down to an experience on this one. So, yeah, I think for Joe, the ball, it's his first sending off in his career. So the ball pops up, maybe on a grass pitch, it runs through. I've never suffered with problems with discipline, with teams. I think that, like you say, it's with young players that make poor decisions, and you have to go with that. But we certainly don't want to make a habit of it. That's for sure, Tony, playing against 10 men or with 10 men or 9. But he apologised to his teammates and, might get him sent off every week.
Yeah, I don't think there was going to be any complaints. But even that comment at the end, you know, Brendan Rodgers saying, oh, you know, we'll get him to get sent off every week. That just shows how delighted he was with the way his Celtic players reacted to that red card.
Yeah, the story of the day, apart from Daizen Maeda's fantastic goal, is the story of resilience. When Joe Hart goes off, you're down to 10 men, you take James Forrest, who was your innovative idea for the day, bring back James Forrest, and with half an hour gone, you have to take him off. And the story is of the manager's composure under pressure, the way he quietly changed everything and minimised the damage done by the red card. And the way the 10 outfield players and those who came on knuckled down and dominated the match. And I think by the end, they had baffled David Martindale completely because he made five substitutions and it looked as if he was just throwing people on and hoping for the best.
Was it just that subtle change from Brendan Rodgers where Maeda goes a bit more central, he and Kyogo are sort of used as a two that can press that Livingston back line, and didn't really change a whole lot else, just stuck with a game plan that worked, Kenny?
Listen, I go back to the game Ibrox, was it Bayata got sent off, and the one that Eddard scored late, was it 3-2 for Celtic at Ibrox? He'd done the same that day. I think there was a lot of things, I was actually on the bench that day, and there was a lot of things getting lost control on our side, whereas Brendan Rodgers called Scott Brown across, you could see him talking the tactics the same way it was today. Was it Callum McGregor? And he's lived in that situation before. It's something there's no doubt he's going to have worked on over the course of a pre-season or a week. If they do go down to 10 men, this is what we're doing, we're not going to panic, we know exactly how we're going to. By the way, it does help when you've got Maeda and Kyogo, who are the guys at the front. I think that day it was Edward and Dembele, which weren't a bad two as well, to be honest. But no, he's clearly, he knows exactly, he's not going to panic, and he's right when he's got two guys that can work like that in the front line, always helps. But like I say, the way Celtic want to play and dominate and control, nothing really changes from their, like, for their back and their midfield line. Nothing really changes. Off the ball, Maeda and Kyogo just press it out to in, and they try and force things through the middle where they've got the body. So it was, again, seen it before, but it's one thing seeing it, and it's another thing for the players to actually go and carry it out.
Well, the managers are doing their post-match media for the 3 o'clock kickoff, so we'll hear from a few of them before we finish up at 6 o'clock. And Daryl is a Celtic fan hanging on the line. We'll speak to him next.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Yes, let's hear your thoughts on today's action, or maybe it's tomorrow that your focus is on. Rangers at home to Motherwell, Aberdeen, Ross County. But today there were four Premiership games full of action. Celtic 3-0 winners against Livingston. Daryl has been holding on the line, so let's speak to him. Daryl, what did you make of Celtic's performance?
How are we doing, panel?
All good, yourself?
I'm actually very well today. I think that Celtic have kicked on quite clearly today. I think that Rodgers clearly showed we're very in control of this league. Beale, very inexperienced. Rangers were very naive to hire the man. I think that Rodgers doesn't have anything to worry about with him. I think we only need to worry about our European adventures. Of course, it was disappointing on Tuesday night. However, I don't think we've got a lot to worry about in the league because they've got such a naive manager. I think that Celtic will be quite comfortable in the league. I think we'll end up winning by 10, 15 points. I'd just like to see what the panel think about that.
I think you've gone early, Daryl. Yeah.
Says Hugh Keevans.
Oh, I know, yeah. But there are 32 games to play, as I've said, for what it's worth. I think today was Celtic's best performance of the season. And it was with 10 men. They scored 3 and could have scored 5. But, you know, it's undeniably true that Brendan Rodgers is a far more experienced manager than Michael Beale. But I think today's performance was terrific, but should not blind anyone to the possibility of there being days when it doesn't go so well, as will be the case with Rangers. And I think to predict a 15-point win at the end of the season is premature, Darryl?
I mean, Darryl's obviously allowed to be optimistic, especially mm-hmm. on a day where Celtic have gone to what is traditionally a very tough venue and made it look very straightforward with 10 men.
Yeah, I was impressed with Celtic's afternoon, I've got to say. I was never in any doubt about this. Oh, it's always a difficult fixture. I just thought that looking at the two lineups, Celtic, especially middle to front, just gets so much quality. And if they players turn it on, it's very hard to beat them, especially if you're Livingston, living under the budgets they live under. Even when they went down to 10 men, I thought they looked very comfortable indeed. I thought Livingston had a little spell. Of course they did. They were always going to do that with the one-man advantage. But I just thought Celtic, probably disappointed, didn't score more goals. Clean sheet. Lost their goalkeeper. Brendan Rodgers is on there. You can tell his interview. He's very, very happy with the job. And there's still a lot of football to be played, but I think Celtic's afternoon would be delighted.
Who stood out for you today, Darryl?
Well, I'm intrigued to say that it was disappointed for the panel there. Listen, who stood out for me today was... I don't think it was a great performance all round, but with 10 men to go on, and it's a very difficult away day, and we still got the 3 points, you know. I think Rangers fans were probably a wee bit excited when we went to 10 men, but there's a couple on the panel, Rangers fans. But, you know, at the end of the day, that, I think we'll kick on from here. I think, as I say, it will be 10 or 15 points we will win the league by. I'm quite confident about that, but I know some of the panel are disagreeing, but anyway.
Kenny?
As early, Hugh's right. I mean, it's absolutely fine for any fan to be confident, and I'm sure Rangers fans will come on and will be confident that they can overturn the 4 point gap, or 7 point gap at the moment with the game in hand tomorrow. I do believe both teams are still trying to find their best form. I thought Celtic were pretty good today, particularly when it went down to 10 men. Never surprised me, to be honest. I mean, I thought the end of that last 10 minutes of the first half, Livingston did have a lot more control, and maybe that was their best moment, because the minute Brendan Rodgers got them in at half time, they came out, they got their goal, and Celtic actually did control the second half of the game. So it was a decent enough performance. It's another step in the right direction. It's 3 points, you know. Forget it's usually a tough game. It is hard to go play on those pitches, and I think it did probably play a part in the ball. I think Brendan was alluding to it as well, that the ball maybe just held up ever so slightly in terms of the sending off incident. But it was a strong performance, and what it does is It puts Celtic in a strong position at the top of the league, and puts the pressure on the Rangers tomorrow.
I don't know about you, Kenny. I'm looking about to see who these Rangers fans are on the panel. Just can't see them at all.
Darryl, there was maybe a bit of talk about Gustav Lagerbielka, a bit of focus on him today just after his red card midweek. Do you feel he stood up to the test very well, especially against the physicality of Joel Nubley?
I thought he was fine today, but I've got to laugh at him saying that he doesn't know who the Rangers fans are on.
I think his tongue was in his cheek there, Darryl. I think we've lost Darryl. I think that's all he's got to say.
You know, it's been Celtic's best performance of the season, and the first two callers are concerned with the panel and you know, allegations of bias and what have you. Need to try and cheer up. It was a very good win for Celtic.
I was quite surprised. I mean, Darryl didn't seem overly optimistic about the performance. He obviously is very optimistic about the league campaign, what he thinks Celtic can achieve. But, you know, he's saying it, he didn't feel it was maybe the best performance. But down to 10 men away to Livingston, Brendan Rodgers seems extremely happy with it, calling it monumental.
Yeah, what I picked up from Darryl is basically on have a go at one or two of us and have a go at Rangers and Michael Beale. But I think he should have really concentrated on a very, very good performance from Celtic this afternoon. Difficult circumstances, down to 10 men as well. Controlled the game, clean sheet, some terrific performances. Matt O'Reilly, second half, looked back to, you know, his best scoring goals. When he starts scoring goals, Celtic are a real threat because he's a talent. And Maeda, Brendan Rodgers names him after a game, quite rightly so. His work rate was terrific. I thought it was a comfortable journey down the M8 to Livingston this afternoon.
When two of your first four league games are at the Tawdry and Ibrox and you win both, and then your next away game in the league is at your so-called bogey ground and you win there with 10 men, it says a lot about the character of the side that you can do that kind of thing away from home. I repeat, Celtic this season have been better away from home than they've been at Celtic Park. So That's a handy thing to have as the season goes forward. You really need strong away form, and Celtic have it right now.
0141 951 1025. Thank you to Daryl. Let's speak to Craig, who is a Kilmarnock fan. Craig, that must have been a sickener right at the end today.
That wasn't the best. It's been a very disappointing start to the season, personally, I think. I mean, everyone said after we beat Rangers opening day of the season, we drew the Hearts, you beat Celtic in the Cup. That, yes, is a good start in itself. But the last three games, I'm very disappointed. Motherwell away, it's a difficult game, yes, but we're in it. Two silly defensive mistakes cost us that game. Ross County, at home, you get beat for them. Another team we should be beating, especially at home. And then today, to go to Dundee and have as much of the ball as we had, and then they had 10 men for a long period of the game, and we don't see it out. It's very disappointing for me. And I just don't think, I think the style of play McInnes has is very, very slow, and I think that's what costs us in a lot of games, especially games like today. But we're kind of comfortable when we run each and then we score the second goal, but we just, he's not moving the ball quick enough and looking to go and kill the game off, especially when they're down to 10 men.
Yeah, I mean, Craig obviously giving us the eyewitness account as a Kilmarnock fan. Everyone was very positive about Kilmarnock in the early stages of the season, as he mentioned, those wins against Celtic and Rangers, but that's now winless in four, especially the manner of it today to lose that last minute goal. It does just show how quickly things can change in football, and there will now be that disappointment, maybe a bit of a worry for Kilmarnock fans if things don't start to turn around quickly.
It's roles reverse. You know, you look at last week, I think everybody would think that Hibs would have went away from Rugby Park with 3 points. Kilmarnock turned it around. They went today. Dundee have turned it around. Yes, disappointing with the fact that Dundee had 10 men. They did get off to a great start, but if you look at their league form just now, it's 6 games, possible 18 points, have picked up 6. This was a team that, after the Celtic Rangers performances, everybody's thinking, oh, they're going to be a certainty to be top 6, but it's still early, because if they won today, they would have climbed into the top 6. So they were so near it, but it's disappointing results like that, especially against 10 men, especially when you're 2-1 up. I think Kilmarnock fans were hoping to come down the road with the 3 points.
Yeah, Craig, I wonder, does it feel maybe as if, you know, Derek McInnes just set up better, or his style is more suited to playing against the likes of Celtic and Rangers rather than the other teams in the league?
I don't know. I don't know if it's maybe a bit of both. I mean, I don't understand the way you play against Rangers and Celtic. All right, you might have to set up slightly more defensively, but you look at the Rangers game and even the Celtic game, we didn't give them a minute. We were in their faces, we were pressing, we didn't stop. But against the likes of Dundee and Ross County, Motherwell, and even in the first half last week, we're very slow and sluggish, and it's as if we let teams play around us. And I just don't understand why there is that mentality switch.
Yeah, you just wonder, Kenny. Craig's pointing out what he feels is quite an obvious difference in style that Kilmarnock have had over the last four games, whether it is something intentional that Derek McInnes is trying something different against these teams, or, you know, is it potentially a case of players maybe not being as motivated for games that aren't against the big sides? It's always hard to tell from an outside perspective, isn't it?
I think when what Craig's saying there, when he played against Rangers, they were right at them, they never gave them a minute. Well, I just checked the stats today. Kilmarnock had a lot more of the ball. Obviously, you would expect that when they went to 10 minutes. So maybe some of the positive things against Rangers and Celtic were not as easy as that today because you were more on the ball. But what is now kind of a little bit kind of moaning about with Derek is maybe moving the ball too slowly. You know, the emotion of today's game for a Kilmarnock fan, you've lost the last minute equaliser. That'll feel like a defeat. And I think we said it even before that the game. If whoever won that game, if there was a winner, it would have been a really positive start, because I think gone dry, I think he would have jumped into kind of fifth place had Kilmarnock won today, and it would have been 8 points out of 18, and it wouldn't have been a bad start. It would have been 2 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws, which wouldn't have been a bad start. And definitely when you look at the league table and you're sitting fifth and you're in the top 6, it's better than seeing where they're sitting at this moment in time. So I can understand a lot of the things. It's been an average start. I think that's what it would be after a really, really positive opening day, big win against Rangers. Then you follow up with a cup win against Celtic at home. There would have been a lot of positivity surrounding Kilmarnock and the Kilmarnock fans. And that's just kind of taken a little bit of a hit over the last four games. You can understand the frustrations, but there's a long, long way to go. Anything that Kilmarnock fans think they could achieve can still be achieved moving forward. And again, they've got a big quarter final on Wednesday night.
Craig, have you seen any signs of hope in those last four games that you know, things will start to get a bit more positive over the next few weeks?
You take Hibs last week. I mean, to go two down and get a point out of that, that shows the spirit and the character of the team. But I don't know. For me, there's still something missing. I still don't know much about the boy Dallas up front, but I'm hoping that he maybe starts to get a wee bit of a run now, because I've heard obviously he scored a lot of goals with his previous clubs, but I just don't know. For me personally, there's still something missing up in the top end of the park for me. We've not got a natural out-and-out goal scorer. I like Big Vassell. He's physical, he puts himself out, but he's just missing that, to me, that out-and-out goal scoring touch.
Yeah, I mean, Derek McInnes was, you know, he was very keen to get a goal scorer in, a striker towards the end of the window. Andy Dallas was that player. He's not played a lot of football so far for Kilmarnock, but Derek McInnes will certainly be hoping that he can maybe be the man to provide the goals for them going forward.
I'm sure, but I'm looking at the league table and I do understand that, you know, we're the season's still in its infancy, but you can take Hearts on 7 points, Ross County 7 points, Hibs 7 points, Livy 6 points, Kilmarnock 6 points, Dundee, that's half the league who are separated by a single point. You know, so teams in that area fluctuate in form, and Kilmarnock last week got out of jail, 2 goals, well done, and today get caught right at the end for a draw. You know, it's early to be writing off teams' chances. We're in the infancy of the season and they will all grow as the season goes on.
Well, thank you to Craig, 01419511025, if you want to be involved. And up next, let's start hearing from a few of the managers involved today, starting with Stephen Robinson on what was a really good win for St Mirren against Hearts.
I believe we should have won by more. We had chances in the first half where I thought we were very dominant, and with 3 goals disallowed, so it would suggest to you we deserve to win the game. Hearts are a very good side. They were always going to have spells in the game, and they proved that. But when we needed to be resolute, we were. We defended very, very well. As I said, back five were excellent, and Zach Cameen, a superb save. So, you know, we made it harder than it should have been, but certainly very, very pleased with the performance and result.
Yeah, 14 points. They now sit on just 2 behind Celtic.
Yeah, incredible.
It's really, you know, it's just building what was a very successful season last season, getting into the top six. Yes, the results afterwards, you know, post-split weren't maybe what Stephen Robinson and St Mirren wanted. They didn't get that European football they were striving for, but they've really not let it get them down. Their recruitment in the summer looks very good, and he will, of course, want to sort of limit expectations. He was saying this week it is still very early on in the season, but certainly St Mirren fans will be very excited about the campaign ahead, because they didn't play too well last week, still beat Motherwell. Yeah. They played very well today, by all accounts. Stephen Robinson saying they should have won by more and getting another 3 points.
In terms of European qualification, again, it's, you know, 32 games left to play in the league, so how can you go overboard with a prediction there? But they are, as of now, 12 points ahead of Aberdeen. It's up to Aberdeen tomorrow to do something about that. But you would think of Aberdeen as being among the European contenders, and already, after 6 games, St Mirren are 12 points ahead of them. So they have no other course of action to take other than going forward as they are doing, and we'll get a real indication of what's going on when Rangers go there on the 8th of October to Paisley. That's only a couple of weeks away, and we'll find out then what they're made of, St Mirren.
Well, he was asked about expectations after the match as well. Here's what he had to say.
My job's to live in the real world. We've started well, that's all it is. You know, it's a good start. We now go to Easter Road with an opportunity to get to the semi-final, and, you know, nobody will get too carried away. There's a group of boys that love working hard, love winning games together, which gives you half a chance. But I believe there's still things we can improve on. You know, our game management at times can be improved, and we obviously would like to take more chances than we are. But if we're creating chances, show that resilience, then, you know, there's no reason why we can't continue. But I'll let the fans enjoy it, let them dream, and I'll keep within the realism.
Yeah, very much as you'd expect from Stephen Robinson. And even if behind the scenes there were some people at St Mirren who were getting a bit excited, Stephen Robinson wouldn't be saying it out loud, would he?
Of course, we wouldn't, because what applies to Stephen and his team is exactly what Hugh is applying to Kilmarnock or Dundee. You know, it is six games into the season. You can't escape the fact, I mean, he says he lives in the real world. Well, the real world is you've got off to an incredible start of the season. You know, you're undefeated in six games. You've actually played against Hibs, Hearts and Aberdeen, all bigger clubs, bigger budgets, all teams that should be fighting for third, fourth and fifth positions, and you're currently occupying second. So it's been a wonderful start. He'll want that to continue. He's got a real opportunity that he talked about on Wednesday night to get to a semi-final, take his team to Hampden, and he won't get carried away. The one thing about St Mirren, and it was very similar to his Motherwell team, they know exactly what they are, they know exactly what they're doing. There's a real continuity and stability in their lineup. Their system very, very rarely changes, and that helps when you're winning and you're having a bit of success, because you don't need to. But there's one thing for sure, you know, when you're playing something, they're going to be in the game, they're not going to give you too much, and they have got quality, and they've showed that, like I said, Hibs, Aberdeen and Hearts, they've all, and I think Aberdeen got a last minute equaliser. That could have been three wins against three teams that really should be at the top of our league.
Well, into the home straight, final chance for you to get involved, 01419511025.
After they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Already into the final part of today's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The 6 hours have flown in, because it has been a dramatic day in the Scottish top flight. Again, we've got Mario, a St Mirren fan, on the line, who must be delighted. But first of all, let's hear from Derek McInnes. A dramatic game, dropping points right at the death. Dundee, who were down to 10 men, managed to get that equaliser. Derek McInnes sent off right at the end as well.
Yeah, listen, I'm so angry about the fact that we've chucked away 2 points, and we'll come on to that in a minute. I was convinced the ball was out, and all I was trying to do was get the ball back to my player. I wasn't trying to stop an attack, I wasn't trying to be clever. And if the ball wasn't there, as the linesman seems to think, then I apologise for that. You know, the referee said he didn't want to send me off, but it's a technicality if I enter the field of play without permission, which clearly I never had permission. So it's a bit bizarre, to be honest, but yeah. Listen, I'm convinced the ball was out, and it spins back in. But when I needed my linesman to help me, he wasn't there for me. So, no, I apologise to the referee. I says, listen, if that ball isn't there, then I apologise. I wasn't, as I say, trying to be clever. I was just trying to get the ball back quickly. The ball boys disappeared second half. Don't know where they went. Must have had a game somewhere.
Putting in tackles late in the game, Derek McInnes.
He's taking it lightheartedly. I think he knows he made a mistake there. But I think he'll be more concerned about, you know, the 2 points that he's talking about being thrown away. He must feel disappointed. 2-1 up, down to 10 men Dundee. You're thinking, right, this great opportunity for 3 points. And as Kenny quite rightly says, it makes such a difference in that league table tonight and over a weekend. Driving down the road becomes a bit more sweeter. But all credit to Tony Dock and his Dundee team. They never gave up, kept fighting and got the deserved point.
The man's at his work. He's trying to do his best to get his team over the line. And he thinks,
what was the ball over the line? That's the big question.
I'd always mark Derek McInnes down as one of the more rational men in our game.
So I suppose it depends how rational you are when you've just conceded a last minute goal to 10 men. That might cloud your judgment a bit.
Well, I'll take Derek's word for it that he thought the ball was out. But you know, too quick to send people off and do this and do that.
I think it is just the rules, though. If a manager enters the field of play, Derek McInnes obviously eager to try and get, you know, the ball going again, when he says there's no ball boys because they're wanting to try and get ahead. So I think it's more of a sort of, you know, technicality rather than it being a wrong decision from the referee.
You'll be familiar with the expression, the law is an ass.
Yes, Mario is a St Mirren fan on the line. Mario, you must be absolutely delighted.
Oh yes, totally over the moon. I'm just back from the game today and I thought we were fantastic to a man. I've got to say, man of the match, I would say, give or take, Gogic. He never lost a ball the whole game. He won every header, cleared every ball. It's just amazing for the town of Paisley just to see a full house at St Mirren Park. It's a fantastic atmosphere. Families and children are all attending and it's just, long may it continue.
Yeah, talk to us, Mario, because Stephen Robinson is obviously saying that, you know, the team can't get carried away, he can't get carried away, fans are allowed to dream. You're dreaming at the moment?
Very much so. I thought we were quite unfortunate last season, not to a European place. But if we continue the way we're going this season, we definitely must get a European place, surely.
What do you think has changed this campaign? It was obviously a really good campaign last time out, just missed out on European football. Is there a different feeling now about St Mirren?
It seems to be. Everyone seems to be there, each other. They're gelling very well as a team. And at the row, Stephen Robertson, I think, he's done a fantastic job when he was at Motherwell as well. I think he's carrying on. I'm sorry to say that, obviously, for yourself, Gordon, but he's carrying on from where he kind of left off at Motherwell, and he's making everyone gel as a unit.
Yeah, I mean, togetherness is a big word you hear whenever you speak to any player at St Mirren, and you ask about, you know, why things are going so well, and they talk about the fact that it's a tight-knit group. It's not, you know, cliquey in the changing room. They've got a very good squad full of personalities that gel. How much can that help a squad when everyone is on the same page, pulling in the same direction?
Certainly helps. Everyone will tell you that's played the game that a successful team has a good dressing room. They always say that. But I think the most important thing for any football club, player, manager, if you're winning games, your job becomes so enjoyable. You look forward to Monday's training. You look forward to the full week. You look forward to the next fixture. You give me so much confidence. Everybody knows their jobs. The belief is there. So winning is a terrific habit, and St Mirren just now have got that habit.
The other thing they've got is the community. And Mario is well aware of that. We had a debate earlier on about clubs who minimise the number of Celtic and Rangers supporters inside their ground. St Mirren are one of those, and they did that because they want to grow their own support. Hearts did it, Hibs did it, Aberdeen did it, St Mirren do it. And he's got Stephen Robinson, he's got the community behind him, and that's a powerful force. I don't know if Mario was old enough to remember when Sir Alex Ferguson was St Mirren manager. He literally drove around the streets of Paisley with a megaphone and got people to go and support the team.
And that Monday kind of, as well.
And that kind of feeling is back at Paisley. To have a full house against Hearts is tremendous.
Mario, when was the last time there was this feeling around the club? So many supporters turning out, so much positivity around the club.
Yeah, it has been quite a long time. Yeah, I totally agree with what you just said. At the moment, Paisley is buzzing. I think I would say the last time was probably 1987 when Ian Ferguson scored the winner of the Scottish Cup. That was a real community, a real buzz around the town, I think. I'm going back away to 87, I would say.
I remember the day very well. Alex Smith was the St Mirren manager. It wasn't the greatest cup final ever seen, but it was a fabulous day for Paisley. And the crowd they had at Hampden that day was terrific. They've got to keep on going. They've got tough fixtures coming up, but there's a belief there, and they're storing away the points nice and early that might sustain them when the blip inevitably comes somewhere down the road. It's a sensational start.
I think Mary would agree that, you know, their success is all down to two Motherwell legends, the manager and Keith Lasley. I'll say no more, Mario.
Well, thank you to Mario. Enjoy your night. Also a good win for Hibs and Nick Montgomery today.
I'm really happy with the overall performance. I thought the first half, again, a little bit nervy. The crowd at times wanting the boys to go forward at every opportunity, and I thought we showed good composure, and we created some very good chances in the first half. Second half, yeah, again, I think we showed real composure in terms of our build-up. We created a lot of opportunities, so yeah, I think 20 chances. If we make 20 chances every week, home and away, then with the quality that we've got in the team, hopefully we can score more goals. But clean sheet, really important today. I think David Marshall, two shots, he's had two saves. One was a big save, and that's why he's an experienced goalkeeper, and he's massively important to the club. And yeah, really, really happy for the boys today. Well deserved the win, and yeah, we move on now to a big game on Wednesday night.
Look, it's impossible to tell from two games just how a manager will get on. People will make snap judgments, though, and Hibs fans will be happy with the early signs of what they've seen of Nick Montgomery and this Hibs team.
Yeah, I think they would have been disappointed last week for throwing a two-goal lead away. And again, so would Nick. You know, like his first game, it's a real opportunity. You find yourself 2-0 up. Like, he'll be thinking it's a dream scenario, and then to throw 2 points away. I mean, the one thing about the Hibs fans is, I think, with Lee Johnson, and even go back to Heckenbottom, I never really felt that they connected with the Hibs fans at all. And I think again, when you're not doing that, and actually I'd even go even further than that, sometimes kind of rubbing them up the wrong way, you know. So I think when you've got that, it just, as soon as anything goes wrong, they're going to jump on it. I think there's a sense is a little bit different with Nick Montgomery. He's got 4 points in his first two games. This was really, really key for him today to get that win. To get 3 points in front of, what was that, almost 17,000 fans inside Easter Road. It was a really, really important result today. Again, the fact it's against St Johnstone, a team that are really, really toiling. He couldn't afford to drop points today, so he's went through there. He's talked about the shots and the chances that were created. It maybe could have been better for him, but it's 3 points. It's a big, big win. First win for him, and a clean sheet as well, which he'll be absolutely delighted with.
What a game it will be on Wednesday night as well. Hibs, who, you know, have that lift, that new manager bounce, if you like, from Nick Montgomery as well, in the League Cup quarterfinals against St Mirren, who, you know, are at such a high.
Well, if it's anything to go by, the last one I was there, I know the manager's changed. 5-goal thriller. St Mirren cruising at 2-0. Great fight back by Hibs, and then St Mirren got the part and get the winner. So I'm looking forward to an entertaining game there on Wednesday night. That'll be an absolute cracker.
Two big games tomorrow as well. Hugh, Rangers at home to Motherwell. They got that win, of course, midweek against Real Betis, and Rangers fans will be hoping that there's the same atmosphere around that game as there was at against Real Betis. Yes, it's not a European night, but there was certainly a lot more positivity at Ibrox midweek than there has been in recent weeks.
The word of the day is monumental. Brendan Rodgers said that Celtic's win with 10 men at Livingston was monumental. A monumental win for St Mirren against Hearts in front of a full house in Paisley. They are only 2 points behind Celtic. Will that still be the case tomorrow? Because it's a monumental day for Rangers at home to Motherwell. They have to build on that win over Real Betis. But Motherwell under Stuart Kettlewell re-energised. Great day in prospect.
Yeah, Aberdeen against Ross County tomorrow as well. Another big game. Aberdeen will hope to take a bit of confidence from that result against Eintracht Frankfurt. I know they didn't get anything, but they certainly looked a lot better than they have.
Yeah, good performance. They should take a lot from it. They've been disappointing in the league. They've got to get back to winning ways. They're at home tomorrow. Aberdeen fans will be expecting 3 points. But Ross County, difficult team to play against.
Kenny, survived your first 6 hour Saturday?
Just, yeah. The back's starting to hurt a little bit now.
Yeah, you meant with me.
Yeah, it's, no, with that as well. Yeah, but no, I'm really looking forward to the games tomorrow as well, because I think it's always tough to come back off the European nights on a Thursday night. So it'll be interesting to see how Aberdeen actually go against a decent Ross County. And like you say, Rangers must win tomorrow. They must build on St Johnstone last week and Betis on Thursday night, with 3 games this week all at home. It's a real opportunity for Rangers to start to build a bit of momentum.
Yeah, well, it's flown in. That's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for listening in at home. Thank you for your tweets. Thank you for getting involved on the phones as well. We'll be back on Monday night to look back on all of today's games, all of tomorrow's matches as well, and then the perfect way to kick off your Saturday night, it's the GBX up next.